Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I am your host, Dave Carney, from Fort Myers, Florida, and I teach kindergarten through fifth grade, PE, and I absolutely love it. So today, I'm going to talk about a quite controversial subject, dodgeball. And I've seen a lot of crazy talk on social media, one way or another, about dodgeball. And I won't mention any names. I'm not going to call anybody out. I know who you are. And there's some really good people talking about it or have talked about it. And, you know, I just want to put in my two cents on dodgeball. To me, let me go through my dodgeball journey, I guess, to start. So I loved dodgeball as a kid. I absolutely was a great dodgeball player. You know, basically, if you watch the movie Dodgeball, we use those, you know, kickball things, those heavy ones. And we were just like, that was like our thing. I mean, we played many sports, but dodgeball was, you know, just up at the top. And it was, you know, just our favorite thing to do and just get people out and catch the ball. And, you know, honestly, I didn't think anything of it. It was just a great game. And then when I became a teacher, this is my eighth year teaching PE. You know, I started playing with the kids, and I'll be the first to admit it. My first 2 years, we did use the gator skin balls, so they are softer. And especially my second year, it was all guy group. It was me and three paras. I do have three paras all the time, but it was three male paras. And I mean, we'd play all the time with the kids. I mean, not every day, but you know, we'd play dodgeball and we'd throw them at the kids and we'd be catching them. And again, I didn't think anything of it. I just played the game and was like, hey, we're having fun and we're all this stuff. And, you know, I mean, I didn't mean to, but you know, those balls, especially we get a lot of wind. They're not very predictable. And, you know, I even accidentally struck a few kids back in the day. And, I think that's kind of when I started thinking, maybe it's not a great idea. And so I'd say it's around that time is when I started joining social media, Twitter and Voxer. And, you know, I really started to hear the other side of things like, hey, this is not a great idea. And here's why. Now, I'll get to the why in a moment. I'll get to why I don't like it anymore. But, you know, I just think that after listening to people online, and then I asked my wife, Nicole, and we never had this discussion before. We married a while. And she just said, you know what? She was one of those kids that just wasn't crazy about PE. And when it came to dodgeball, she was the one that was hiding in the corner. And I never thought of it that way when I was a kid. I just didn't. I was like, I was an athlete. I wasn't like an all-star athlete, but I was into everything. And it just came naturally to me. And I didn't take into account the boys or girls that were just not feeling the same way. I just went all out and had fun. And that's how, as an adult, I'm like, well, every kid must love PE. And I'm the PE teacher, so everybody loves me and everybody loves all these games. And it's just not the case. And so I believe around year three, I didn't phase it out completely because I was kind of going through the dodgeball phasing out phase, and or whatever you want to call it, I guess. And what I decided to do was give choice. So if we did dodgeball, it was like, okay, you can play dodgeball or you can do this instead. And now we have six classes at a time, depending on the grade level, sometimes a little less. But if I did give a choice, it was like, okay, you can go out in the field and do this game, or you play dodgeball over here, or you can do this over here. And so at least I gave choice. So I thought, well, then that's good enough. I gave choice. I think it was better, definitely, than just saying, here, you two classes are playing dodgeball, go. And because I would see that. I would see girls hiding, or not just girls, I'd see kids hiding behind the basketball poles or something like that. And it's just not fair. And you know, I'm watching it, and I guess here's some of the things I see in dodgeball, and it's not all negative. I mean, I know it teaches you to win and lose and all that stuff like that. I agree with all that. I know I'm going to get some probably hateful comments, because I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, everybody gets a trophy and everything's la-di-da, and I'm not one of those people. But dodgeball to me is just as I watch my students play, here's what I see. I see a lot of aggression, a lot of cheating, Oh, he hit me. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. And then you just get all mad at each other. Poor sportsmanship when they lose or they win. I've seen just a lot of things that I don't want to see in my students. I just don't like it. I don't like what it brings out in some of them. The, you know, targeting the weaker kids and or even just targeting people that, you know, they just, hey, it's your excuse to hit somebody in the face with the ball, you know, and be like, oops, I didn't mean to. You know, it's that kind of stuff. It's not for me in my program. How's that? And, you know, after that, I guess maybe I'd say around year four, I just phase it out completely. And I might have the wrong years here, but it's around that time. Let's see if I got this right. You know, I started doing alternative things. And one of my favorite things to do, and we did this week, when I was at the PE Institute in 2015, again, I might not be right in my – that was the right year, that summer, but I might not be right in my year's teaching. I attended Joey Feith's one of his sessions, and he did Prairie Dog Pickoff. And I think it's a great alternative to dodgeball. It's targeting pins. It's still – and there's still other things involved that sometimes not always perfect, but, you know, it's we talk about, you know, aim and focus. I mean, it's a target game. And yes, sometimes there are some casualties of kids getting hit because we're aiming for pins, but, you know, we try to make that as fair and as kind as possible. I guess it's not always perfect, like I said, but it's way better than dodgeball. And there's other games out there that we play as well, like Castleball, hula hut knockdown, or whatever you want to call it, where they have to build the castles with the hula hoops and the other team tries to destroy them. We play what I've named Wreck-It Ralph with the bucket stacks, like the big buckets, and they have to build a tower, like a 3-2-1 tower, like a six stack, I guess, and the other teams have to knock them down. Just basically targeting other things besides people, I think, is great. And, you know, if I guess my thing is this, and I agree with some people out there that say, hey, Shape America, in their statement, and it says targeting games like that where you target people is not appropriate. It's not good practice. And so if our national governing body says no, I'm going to go with them. And, you know, if I go back to my first couple of years and let's say I hit a kid and they get hurt, I mean, I'm going to have to explain that. I'm going to, you know, to the, you know, the school board possibly. And I don't want to be on that side of the fence. So, again, I love dodgeball. Don't get me wrong. I love dodgeball as a kid. But as a teacher, right now in 2018, it's just not appropriate practice. It's just not. Speaking of Shape, when I went to Shape Florida, I'd say about 2 years ago, there was it kind of piqued my interest. I saw a thing posted, a session says, you know, I don't remember what it's called, and I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to give out the name, but it basically said an alternative to dodgeball. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I want to go check it out, see what's going on. And all it was using Frisbees to hit people. And everything came back. I even played in that game. I did. I played a little bit. Because, again, it's fun. As an adult, I had fun. But guess what I saw? Cheating. Poor sportsmanship. Targeting. Weaker players. Like, it's just all the things that the kids do, I saw in the adults doing the same thing. And it's at a Shape event. And it really was like, wait, your national governing body says no, but your local one says okay, or didn't really, I guess, vet that. I don't know. Just my take on that. Not crazy about that. And getting close to the end here, you know, if you're going to do it, and, you know, at least understand, well, ask yourself why. Why are you doing dodgeball? Is it to fill time? Is it because the kids love it? Is it actually hitting the standards? You know, I don't know. Just, you need to ask those questions of yourself and of your program. Now, it's up to you to change the culture, and that's part of the thing. The kids love dodgeball, so we got to play it. I had a guy come out here, actually two guys come out here, and they were, I think newer to the area, PE teachers, and they came and observed my class, and they're like, wow, our kids, all they want to do is play soccer. They won't even play anything else. And I'm like, you know, it's up to you to change the culture. It took a while to get dodgeball out of their system, but I'm telling you, I never, ever, ever get kids ask if we're playing dodgeball, ever. Now, a few years ago they did, but as we kind of phase it out, and we change the culture, And as we work towards less of those kind of games, then the kids don't even ask. And so I'm just, again, not a big fan of Dodgeball 2018. Dodgeball 1985, that was my jam right there, you know, or whatever it was. I'm an 80s kid. So I don't think it's great. Now, I know some people are going to be mad, but, you know, that's just my take on it. I think if you are doing what's best and what's right for your kids, keep doing it. And if dodgeball is part of it, ask yourself why. And if you can justify it and justify it to maybe your school and the school board and Shape America, I'd say good luck. But do what is best for the kids. Do what is best for your program. Do what is best for your school. And if you're doing that, I don't think you can go wrong. But really think about dodgeball and think about what side you're on. And I will hopefully hear from you. My website is supersizephysed.com, so you could find all my information there. So email me. I'd love to hear. I love good debates. I'd love to hear the opposite version, or if you're kind of with me on that. So love to hear from you. Take care. I will talk to you soon, and have a great rest of your week.